McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. Now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, how are you doing today?
I am tired, but good.
Well, we had a big ball game Friday night. Lanier County was here, the Bulldogs, and they brought their band and a bunch of fans. They're a small single-A school like we are. They're not in our region, but they sure put on quite a show for us. And it was a tough game.
It was.
Our defense held strong in the first half, gave up one field goal. And then the offense showed up in the second half, and we came out with a 18-10 win. Great ball game. Tell us your thoughts on the game.
I thought Lanier County's program coaching staff had a great plan for us. They did some things to stay on the field, control the ball, and control the clock. So we only had 11 plays at the half. It's hard to get our offense going in 11 plays. So once we established our offense and got a beat on what they were doing defensively, we were fine. But it took us a little while.
Well, it did. But, and they had a good game plan on offense. They took the opening drive, and they went down and kicked a field goal. But in that drive, they had some third downs, and they were pretty good with that, getting our defense to jump off sides.
Hard count. It was fake count, whatever you want to call it. The quarterback did a good job with it. We've got to do a better job on the defensive line with focus. I don't think we were very focused coming off the Border Bowl win. I think we were a little big-headed, honestly, and not very focused. So we were jumping off sides, which tells me we weren't looking at the ball, looking at the guard. We were just listening to their snap count.
Right.
So that little quarterback did a good job. He borderline on what I thought was an illegal count. But he did a good job with it and paid off, for them in the first half.
It did. I was kind of keeping track there because they were getting us off sides so many times with that hard count. I counted five times in the first half, and I don't think they got us again after that fifth one. So, you could tell they were doing it in the second half pretty regularly, but we weren't moving. We were playing pretty strong defense there. Who were your defensive stars in that first half?
Well, I think you got to talk about Neo West. Nehemiah West is his mom likes for me to call him. kids call him Neo, but he plays safety for us. He had two interceptions and a boatload of tackles. In secondary, he did very well. He's starting to he's just a 10th grader, but he's showing some really good leadership skills. He's maturing and doing some things well. I was worried about him earlier in the spring, but he's really matured and came on and done some things well. So he had a great game. Well, Darius West had an awesome game on defense, and of course the middle linebacker Lake Linton was all over the field as well.
He was there was a lot of hard hitting in Friday night's game, and a lot of gang tackling. I was really proud of our defense, the way they
we swarmed the ball. We run well. That's something everybody's gonna have to contend with all year. The Bucks run well right now.
They do I thought our defensive coverage was very good. That little quarterback of theirs could sling it.
Yeah, he was a freshman, but he had the presence of a little better than a freshman, a lot better. They had a pass interference call. We had a couple. One of ours was legit. The other, even theirs and ours, except for one, we pulled the guy down by the back of his jersey, and we tackled it. So two. So we had four pass interference calls on the night. Three of them were ours. But one of ours and one of theirs was very questionable on whether it was pass interference or not.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. There was a critical moment in the game when they threw a pass down the sidelines and both players were fighting for the ball, and the ball fell incomplete. And then the flag came out, and we thought, they're going to call us for pass interference. Our guy was fighting for the ball, so was theirs. It looked like a no-call play, but then they called offensive pass interference against them. That was a big call because it they'd had a nice first down there past midfield. Yep. Now they're backed way up. So that helped us at that point in the game. Well, we didn't do much on offense in the first half. I believe we were talking earlier about it, and you said we only had 11 plays.
Well, one time.
Did you count the punts?
No, I don't count the punts. But we had there was one time there was 17 minutes gone in the game, which is 12 in the first quarter and roughly 5-plus in the second quarter. We'd only ran 3 offensive plays. If you count 4 if you say a punt, but we'd ran 3. And I just had some conversations with our coaches about getting off the field. I had to change up some defensive stuff to get us off the field to where we get the ball back. We just couldn't do it with what we were doing. We weren't doing it very well anyway. And once we got the ball back in the second half, got our offense established on what they were going to do, we didn't even have enough time to look to see how they were defending us. Once we felt good about that, we were able to, you know, make some plays.
Well, and at halftime in the press box, we were talking about how much ball control that they had on us in the first half, and they only had 3 points. And I said, you know, we're going to win this ball game because the coach is going to make changes and adjustments for the second half. And
I knew we would score. I felt good about it anyway. And they went up on us 10-0 on that batted pass they caught for a touchdown.
Oh, that was.
We've got to go. And then Monty Stokes, you know, broke the explosive and scored. We got the extra point blocked. I should have pulled him off. He was on the extra point team, and he was aghast. He forgot to block, and they blocked the extra point.
Yeah, they did. It was like nobody was blocking anybody.
That was exactly what he did. He ran a touchdown, and he took a break, and he said, uh-oh, they just blocked it right over me.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. But, you know, we came out in the second half and went 3-and-out again, and then they threw that long pass. They had 2 receivers in the same spot.
Our DB was where he was
where he's supposed to be. He's knocking the ball down, and it goes up in the air, and the other receiver says, oops, look what I found.
Yep.
And that was it, and he was gone.
That's how Appalachian State won a ball game this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. That
tipped up, another guy caught it, and they ran a touchdown.
They must have been watching our game and decided to put that play in. It worked really well.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you're right. We got the ball back, and then Monty runs. It must have been about 65 yards for that scamper.
Yeah, it was a counter. You know, that counter that he ran was one that it's one of the oldest plays in my offense. I started I ran that play since I was here in 99. It's still a good one.
It is. When it breaks, it breaks.
Yep.
When he ran past the linebackers, they just turned and looked and said,
well, they
didn't even move.
They were looking at the fullback, and then he went. He could have pecked him on the shoulder when he went by.
He could have. He was gone. They weren't even chasing him. They were. It was a great play.
When he turns the speed on, he lowers his head.
Yeah,
his head drops, and it's like catch me if you can. And how many people can?
No, he is fast. That was a great play. All right. There's going to be more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties. Checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, Coach, third quarter was full of surprises Friday night. We start out by going three and out again, yep. and then they throw a long pass down the sideline, and they have two receivers running side by side for some reason. One of them busted the route, and our DB was right with his man, and he goes up for the ball, and it gets tipped up in the air. And guess what? It falls into the other receiver's hands. He turns around, and he's gone for an easy touchdown.
And we played the guy that it was being thrown to.
We did. We had great protection. It's just
other kid just happened to make something positive out of a negative. Normally, a DB can cover two of you like that, but it just got tipped.
Well, I thought the DB was going to intercept it, but the defender was then playing. I mean, the offensive player was playing defense, and I think he's the one who tipped it up.
Yes, they caught it. That happened somewhat. That just happened for us on Thursday against Liberty County. It was a different scenario. The JV center, one of the JV centers, snapped the ball to the quarterback so hard it glanced off his helmet. And it went up in the air, but we were running the jet sweep out of shotgun, and it fell into the running back's hands, and he ran a touchdown. I get it. It sometimes it's crazy.
It's football. Funny things happen. Well, then we get the ball back, and then it was just a couple of plays later, Monty Stokes broke loose on your counter, your world-famous counter, I should say, because as we've been talking, you've been running that play for how many years now?
There's three plays in offense I've been running for since 1999, and the kids like when we run them. They're still good plays. You have to set them up, but they're still good plays. And we were talking about earlier the quarterback coming to the sideline and the advantages and disadvantages of that. One of the advantages was that play. We usually step motion that, and I thought they were keying a lot of our motion, so I told the quarterback not to step motion it as he came in, and, well, they bit it hard. They didn't even know where the ball went.
No, they didn't, because when he came through that hole, nobody was even looking at him till he was 20 yards down the field, and then they weren't even pursuing him. So that was a great call and a great touchdown. Well, we kick off. They get the ball. They run a couple of plays. Then they decide to do this little swing pass out to their D1 running back, and it was a lateral.
If they swing pass it, it's one thing. If they screen it, it's another. But in that offensive system, they treat that play like I do a sweep.
They
threw it behind the three receivers to block for him. We had seen them lateral it in another film. We thought, hey, if we can blow this up and lateral it, we could scoop and score. And that's exactly what happened. Kids played it exactly like it went in practice.
Well, it was. The ball was on the ground. It was a poorly thrown ball. And the back didn't even go try to pick it up.
We kind of, everybody wonders, was it backwards or forwards, in the pass, but on the film it's pretty evident it's backwards.
Well, I thought the officials did a good job because they let the play go. We scooped it, and we were gone for a touchdown, nice easy touchdown, and which put us ahead. And then we're watching the officials, and you kind of see them looking at each other, and then all of a sudden they give the touchdown signal because they didn't see where it was a forward pass. So that put us up 12-10. We have the lead. We have the momentum. And I think that was the difference in the ball game right there. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, then we get into the fourth quarter, and we've got Mo on our side, and defense we knew how they were playing well.
Defenses, and offensively, we knew how they were attacking us now, so we were able to put together the biggest drive of the night, really, to win, seal the ball game up.
Well, we got the lead, and then right toward the end of the game, a couple minutes left, and they throw a pass. We intercept it. We're trying to run it back, and lo and behold, we didn't secure the football.
No, it was just inexperienced, great effort. Nehemiah will be our player of the week, but he did have a costly fumble there that, you know, could have cost us a game if things go in their favor. But they would have had to score, got them 2-point conversion, beaten us in overtime, or kept us out. You know, at that time, we had a good beat on what they were doing. We were moving the ball pretty well. So.
We were, but they did move it down. They had first and goal, and then we put on the goal line stand. They ran two running plays. And
our goal line defense we've been running, Harold, has held in the red zone 5 out of the last 6 times.
Well, they did a great job then because they had those big backs they were trying to pound us with, and they didn't gain. I think they started on about the 6-yard line, got to the 3-yard line with 2 running plays, and then they threw 2 incomplete passes. Now, one of their receivers fell down when he tried to fall down.
Luckily, our linebacker knocked him down.
Oh!
Because if he doesn't make that contact, he is open. But the quarterback threw it to where he thought he was going to be.
He did.
So we don't know, you know, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, what a good play it'd be, huh? But, he had our coverage pinpointed, but the linebacker did what he was supposed to do. He had a route coming in his area. It was kind of an inside angle.
Yeah.
He was going to cut back to where there was no DB. We were in a man coverage. And our linebacker lit him up, knocked him down.
Well, because he just threw to dirt.
Yeah, when he fell down, I was like, he'd fall down. Omari just knocked him out.
Well, from where we were, we didn't see the hit, but we saw the man on the ground, and we thought, well, he must have slipped when he tried to make his cut coming out there because the quarterback was throwing to a spot where he expected a receiver to be, and then that was the end of the ball game. And it was a great victory, 18-10. Yeah,
we'll take a sloppy W over a pretty loss any day.
We sure will. Well, Coach, did we have the middle school and the JV in action this past week?
Yeah, I'll start with the JV. JV Liberty County came to Buccaneer Stadium Thursday before the Friday game.
Okay.
We won a big ball game there. I think we ended up winning 20-6. So that was a big win over a AAA program that's doing, you know, pretty well right now.
They are.
And then the middle school on Wednesday, the day before, went over to Martha Puckett Middle School in Jessup, and had a really good ball game. They were winning 20-18 late in the fourth quarter, and Martha Puckett scored and got the 2-point conversion. So they went up 26-20 on us and had to kick off to us. So they kicked off to us, and we returned it for a touchdown.
Oh, boy.
But it was called back for a penalty.
Oh, no.
And so we got called back. We had the ball, you know, fairly deep in their territory. And so we ran it. My understanding, I think we ran the ball down pretty deep and ended up either the time ran out or turned over on downs. But it was a good game, but we didn't win it.
Well, at least they're playing hard, and it's you got the program going by getting these young kids playing.
We've got the middle school, the core group of middle schools. Those are about 8 to 12 that came all summer.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them came out very late, and they're paying a little bit of a penalty for it. They're just now learning to play the game like we like to play, and they're, you know, getting in shape, you know, learning the system. So I'm hoping that we won't have that trouble in middle school anymore about that coming out after school starts. That's really tough when everybody's been working 4 to 6 weeks longer than
you. Especially the other schools. That's right. Yeah. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, we talked about the Lanier County game, and we've talked about the middle school and the JV this game. And now, it's coming Friday night, we got Bradwell Institute coming to town. They're a bigger school. What classification are they in now?
They're 5A.
5A. So we're going from the smallest to one of the larger divisions.
Yeah, their second larger, much larger opponent.
And although Brad, being a 5A school, it's kind of scary playing them, isn't it?
Yeah, they're, you know, in their classification, they're kind of down right now. But, you know, a 5A school in single A is probably going to be pretty competitive. So, you know, I'm anticipating a very good ball game.
Well, they've got to be 5A. They've got probably three or four times the number of students to choose from than we do.
12 to 1,500 students.
Yeah, and here we are at a little over 300, so we don't have a lot of – we have to make all the boys play football to have a football team. You know, I joke about that, but I can remember when Charlton County used to have – and they're a small school still, but the majority of the boys went out for football. And that's,
we have a big group that plays now. We dress anywhere from 45 to 53, I think, this year. And if there's 200 boys, you know, you're looking at 25% roughly of the boys that are playing.
Yeah. That's good. It's good to see all those extra kids on the sidelines, and then you can build extra talent. Well, what do you expect out of Bradwell this upcoming game?
They're on offense, they're a spread team, I won't say a classic spread team. They throw the ball about like the MAC conference out west. They throw it a lot. They run a lot of spread run concepts. They're athletic. They got a receiver, number 3, that's a really good ball player. Running back, I don't know him as well, but he's not bad. Their left offensive tackle's a big physical kid. Defensively, they base out of a 4-man front, but they can do some other things with it. They bring some pressure. They're big on the tackles. They got good skill kids. They struggle a little bit in their kicking game. We might actually be favored in the kicking game, so that's a big deal. They're scary. I don't know that they, I don't know if they can drive the ball on us or not, but their big play potential scares us.
I gotcha. You think we'll be able to run our ball-controlled offense against them?
Yeah, you know, we got started late Friday night. We ended up with, 240, 250 in yardage. And rushing the ball, passing, we got the one big play that we tried, we got, blown up on. And then we had an incomplete pass. And then the other four or five times we called a pass, he has the option to pull it down and run. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
I was pretty pleased with how we got rolling. I think we can do the same thing with him. We're going to have to really plan it out. Some of the things we normally do, they may take away from us with the defense that they run. So may see a little different look from the Bucks this Friday.
Okay. Well, we're anticipating another hard-fought game by the Buccaneers, and let's put this 5A school away. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're 3-1 now, coming into game number 5, and then after that we'll start get chiseling in some of the region schools. We're in a very small region, so.
Yeah, we've got Bradwell, and then we play in single A again, but out of region. We play Atkinson County over in Pearson, Georgia. Then we
That'll be a dog fight over there, Atkinson.
Our first region game will be against Jenkins County.
So. And we look forward to that. Jenkins has improved over the, I've looked at the schedule and it's hard to pencil in the sure wins anymore because so many of these schools are improving and they always seem to want to step up for the Buccaneers because
we get everybody's A game.
We do. They know we're playoff bound and we want to make a run in it, so they want to.
It's like Bradwell game. That's one reason why it's scary. They're 0-4 right now in a 5A, but they're looking at us. Hey, this is a single A opponent. It's a chance to get some momentum. We're going to get their A game.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be a war. I know the first half of this past game was kind of slow. How did we end up offensively in stats?
I think it was around
most of it was that second half.
35 to 250 rushing.
Who are your big rushers?
DeMonte Stokes had 100 yards on 6 carries.
Yeah.
He's averaging 100 yards a game from the wingback position. I mean, he's explosive. He's also one of our leading receivers. Didn't throw the ball a lot. By the time we understood what they were doing defensively, got the offense rolling, there was no need for a lot of play action. A few times we called it. And, you know, I make fun of this all the time. He has the option to run or pass it. And we call it an RPO. It's not a real RPO, but it's a run-pass option that he certainly has. Defensively, we gave up about 150 yards passing, but only gave up 22 rushing. So, that's, you know, we turned them one-dimensional, which is what I like to do.
Yeah, we did. We did, and that was a good game plan. And Ladarius West was running the ball hard for you up the middle in that fourth quarter, too, which was good to see against that defense. Well, Coach, another win in the books, and a big one coming up Friday night. I know it's a non-region game, but we treat every game as another potential Buccaneer victory, and that's what we want. So
yeah, it'd be a great start. If we could bump that to 4-1, maybe 5-1 going into region play, that would be big.
It would be. Let's get that momentum and continue to do so. Well, injury wise, we're in good shape, and we're in fairly good shape.
We'll have a couple players back that play this Friday, and then Drees Campbell's getting close. He's day to day. I know he wants to come back. We just got to make sure he's ready.
Yeah. Well, we do. We do. It's a hamstring sometimes takes a little while to get fixed up, but it's not a serious injury, except he wants to play. And
the kids don't realize if you rush that and you pull it again, you're out another 2-3-4 weeks.
At least. Well, all right. Well, thanks for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. We're signing off, and let's go Bucks.
Go Bucks.